Entropy, chaos, oblivion. Forces that shape our destinies watch as we blunder about within our self-imposed asylums. They are observing us from that unfathomable region, that place from which no traveler returns unchanged, from beyond the box.
We got below, Kathy.
It's a scattered mass of something. About 3 meters.
School of fish?
These waters are too shallow for a school that big, Trent. It's most likely a buildup of kelp or seaweed.
Guess I was getting my hopes up for another catch.
Nah, I think what we've got on ice in the hold is gonna have to do for this trip.
Bridge, come in.
Go ahead, Captain.
Report on that mass you detected.
We assessed that buildup to be nothing to worry about. Current depth, about 85 meters.
All right, keep me posted. Set course 10 degrees northwest, bearing 158, and maintain.
Aye, aye, Captain.
A fishing boat alone at sea on a foggy night making its way to its port of destination. A trip this vessel has made hundreds of times, but unbeknownst to the ship and its crew, the voyage of Sinbad would pale in comparison. For too long, the human race has had an ailing relationship with its oceans. And on this night, visitors will come to announce an upcoming doom. Tonight's episode, The SOS from Beneath the Sea, by Jim Moran.
This fog is like pea soup. Probably the only thing stopping us from putting our fish into port before midnight.
Do you hear that? Turn up the radio. What is that? Some extra frequency we're picking up.
Frequency I've never heard. I'll see if I can get it cleaner. What was that?
I don't know. A big wave of something.
Any idea what it is?
Sometimes we get some pings bouncing off the reef below, but nothing like this. I'll adjust the sensitivity on the transducer, see if I can get a better picture. What the?
The power's out!
I can't see anything!
Hold on, hold on. I know there's a flashlight here. I'll find it. Wait, here we go. There. Whole boat's dark. I'll fire up the emergency generator. At least we'll have the comms.
Do you think the power loss has anything to do with the...
We've lost power and our engine has completely stopped. Report.
All equipment was running fine. We saw no evidence of any short circuit or overload.
This is the captain. All hands report to the bridge immediately. All hands report to the bridge.
Fog that won't let us see the shore until it's right up our nose, and now my boat is floating dead in the water, and we're storing a catch in the hold with no power for refrigeration. I'm not happy. Jake?
Yeah, Captain.
Head to the bow. Keep your eyes peeled for any debris might give us problems for our props. Take someone with you.
Aye, Captain. You, what's your name again?
Name's Ned, sir. Crane operator.
So you know where the bow is?
Sure, you just head to the front of the boat.
Come on.
Captain, I saw something on sonar I've never seen before, and right after that, we lost power. I believe we should seek assistance. I'd like to signal a mayday immediately.
What the hell?
All I want is to get my boat moving and make it into port with our fish. Now you and Trent head down below, get full power back up.
Aye, Captain.
Thank you.
is a calm night at sea, sir.
Yeah, I guess it is.
It's sort of peaceful how we're only hearing the waves. No engines pumping, no propellers churning. We aren't dropping the nets, running around for a catch.
Yeah, just the sound of the sea. Ned, right?
Yes, sir. I run the crane.
What was that?
What, sir?
Shine your flashlight over there.
Looks like seaweed.
I don't remember walking past it.
Well, it is pretty dark, sir. Maybe we missed it.
There. Over there, another glob of seaweed. Where's it coming from? It's jumping out of the water onto the deck.
I've never seen seaweed just hop out of the water.
Look, there's more.
Sir, look at this seaweed pile over here. It's growing.
Oh my God, it is. How is this happening? It's actually getting taller. It's forming into some sort of shape. What is this thing?
Sir, this one is growing too. And so is that one. And that one.
Let's get back to the bridge. We have to report this. Just back up slowly, Ned.
They're surrounding us.
Slowly. Slowly.
Whatever these things are, they're alive.
That's impossible.
Look out, sir. Behind you.
No, no, Ned.
Let me try this.
The fire extinguisher?
Move aside!
They're backing off! It's working!
Come on, get below. We can lock ourselves in.
Right!
We've got to send out an SOS right away.
This comm seems to be working. What do we say? They'll think we're crazy.
We tell them we're under attack. We say, we need help now! We need the Navy!
Who is down there?
Captain? Is that you?
Who is down in that chamber of this vessel?
It's Trent, Captain.
Your name is Trent?
Yes, Captain. Navigation and radio operator. And Kathy, sonar technician.
Please make your way up to the highest area at once.
Captain, are you all right? Those creatures that have raided our boat, they're everywhere up there.
Everything is under control. Once you exit that chamber, they will not harm you, nor the one whose name is Kathy.
Aye, aye, sir. He sounds very strange.
Maybe he's in shock.
He says things are under control now.
Why would he lie? Look, let's try to make our way to the bridge and see what's going on. We have the fire extinguisher. Those things seem vulnerable to blasts of carbon dioxide, just like other sea life. Maybe they come from the sea somehow.
How could that be?
Careful! What the hell?
They're just standing there, like soldiers. Why aren't they attacking us?
Just keep moving. Captain's up ahead.
God, jeez! The smell is awful!
Captain McCandless! Are you all right?
I am not your Captain McCandless. I took on his physical form to command your attention.
Who are you?
My origin is a place that you would understand as the depths of outer space. Our technology is far, far more advanced than yours, specifically in the realm of biology, where we can harness its control.
So you created these creatures? You control them.
We received a distress signal from this planet. Your species has been laying waste to thousands of other living beings who reside in the sea, destroying the ecological harmony. My race answers the beacon of other intelligent life forms in the galaxy, asking for assistance.
Who sent the signal?
Beings dependent on the quality of this planet's oceans in order to abide.
So, you're like the universe's police?
We do not draw such comparisons.
But why us? There are thousands of boats out there.
Yes, and they will be handled as well. We can manipulate the energy found in your seawater to generate a blast that will destroy and sink them all.
Why are you doing this?
Control of technology has given human beings dominance over other life forms whose biological limitations have left them at a disadvantage. I have arrived to help even out the playing field.
So, are we talking war?
Yes. That is a concept that's prevalent on this world. And you have been the prime instigator.
Oh, yeah? Well, we have another concept on this world, Mr. Spaceman, and that's fighting for our lives.
Perhaps it would be in your interest to lessen your anger.
How's this for a technological advantage?
Trent, no!
Get out of here!
No, Trent!
Save yourself! Do you hear me? Save yourself!
I don't know what called you here, but this isn't right. We don't deserve to be exterminated. Give us the chance to respond to our accusers.
Is your species not destructive to the oceans of this planet?
We're not perfect. We are far from perfect. But we depend on other living things who themselves depend on other living things. Underneath the seas are creatures that feed on each other, too. It's the natural process of our world.
This is what we consider disorder. We only know of harmony. That is the only way to evolve.
Give us the opportunity, and we can evolve, like you.
Your species has dominance over all here. You stand above this chaos?
We try to, but we need to be better.
Your species would like our help, bringing order to your chaos.
Oh, yes.
I understand now. It is you that need our help.
I think that's true. What the?
You will find the power returned. You may take this vessel to your original destination.
Wait, where are you going?
To tell the others.
Wait, tell them what?
It is settled.
And he was gone, followed by the creatures of the sea. The nightmare at sea was over. Or was it? What Kathy saw as the vessel approached land all along the shore, the water receding, revealed a slimy wall composed of what had been the life forms of the sea, now bloated corpses.
No! No!
The chaos, the disorder that once existed in the habitat of the sea, now eradicated. The oceans now evaporated into valleys of salt and dirt. A cry for help meant to eliminate man from Earth and protect the beings of the sea, gone terribly wrong. An SOS from beneath the sea received and misunderstood by a collective force beyond the stars.
Let's give an extra shout out to our sound effects team for that one. This Sandbox Radio segment appears in the episode Spring Fever, recorded at ACT Theater in Seattle on April 27th, 2015. The performance was recorded by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Dig deeper into Sandbox Radio at our website, sandboxradio.org, where you can find live show information and download prior episodes of the podcast. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and find the podcast in iTunes and Stitcher. See you at the next live show, and thanks for listening.